Alexander, we need to discuss very briefly about one of the text messages from Bobulinski, Tony Bobulinski, that a lot of people are talking about, and they're using this text, this message. And I think it's better to say this screen grab or this photo of a screenshot to say that the information, at least the information that we've seen, which has actually been delivered to us via Fox News, to be more accurate, is proves that what Tony Bobulinski had was Russian disinformation, or it proves that Russia has a hand in the information that Tony Bobulinski revealed to us before the debate, actually, a little before the third and final debate. And the screen grab in question, let me pull it up for you and I'll read it to you and I'll explain what's going on and you can comment. Mike Emanuel actually put the screenshot on his Twitter feed. And it's a screenshot of a 2011 BlackBerry device. The screen is all cracked. And in that device, our viewers will be seeing this on the screen right now. In that device, you have a screenshot, a photo, a screenshot, a screen grab, call it what you want, of what looks like to be a WhatsApp group message. And it looks like this is a screenshot from an iPhone. Somehow it ended up on a BlackBerry, though. So the BlackBerry is actually showing the photo of this iPhone. And in that screenshot, it's, to sum it up, it looks like it's Hunter Biden speaking to this group, which must be the business associates in this project that they all have working with this Chinese bank investment firm that ended up going bankrupt anyway, but that did manage to get a loan to the Bidens, a $5 million no interest loan to them. Interestingly enough, which triggered Bobulinski. You'll talk about that anyway, triggered Bobulinski, I think, to act. But it's Hunter Biden basically saying, I'm not going to give Bobulinski anything or whatever he's asking for because we wouldn't have had this inroad with this Chinese company if it wasn't for my family name. The tweet from Mike Emanuel at Fox says, Hunter Biden text exchange from June 2017 obtained by Fox News, ranting to his business partners about not wanting to sign over, quote, not wanting to sign over my family's brand, end quote, the keys to my family's only asset, end quote, to Tony Bobulinski, warning, foul language. Now, the reason people say this is Russian misinformation is because on this iPhone, this screen grab from WhatsApp, it has the mobile identifier on the top left. You guys will be seeing it. It says MTS Rus, which is MTS Russia. MTS is the biggest mobile operator in Russia. And they're saying that this proves that this message, this WhatsApp message, was sent from Russia. Of course, it's we have to point out that MTS Rus operates not only in Russia. It operates in Belarus. It operates in Armenia. And up until 2019, before they sold to Baxel, an Azerbaijan company, it was operating in Ukraine as well. MTS is a very, very big mobile operator in the region, Alexander.
Absolutely. And I'm sure that I'm going to make a guess that this is obtained probably in Ukraine. I mean, that would be the most logical thing. That's the most plausible explanation. No Russian intelligence agency is going to identify itself in that way. There is no evidence that this text message is by anyone else but Hunter Biden. He's not denied it, and Bobulinski knows what he is publishing. So, you know, let us not get ourselves agitated by this single, logo thing at the corner, which just identifies the mobile phone provider. I mean, this is a complete non-issue as far as I'm concerned. If you were in Ukraine at that time, it's not surprising that you would go to that particular mobile phone provider. If you travel in that part of the world, it is very, very common to get yourself local smartphones. That is, I mean, I have, and I know that is exactly what you tend to do. So there is nothing strange or surprising about this.
Yeah, and I think it's also worth pointing out that if you're definitely going to stay in that region for more than say 2-3 days, you have to get a local SIM card. Otherwise, you just can't function. The roaming fees and everything that takes place in that region are just astronomically high. And in Europe, at least, if you're traveling within Europe, you're not really paying roaming fees. If I'm in Greece and I go to Germany, then you know I can get on the internet and I'm just paying my local. It's like I'm paying my local data charges as if I was in Greece. The minute you go to Russia, Ukraine, or Belarus, then you know everything changes, and so you have to go into an MTS shop. It takes 10 minutes to get a SIM card, and you're pretty much signed up. You don't have to give that much information either. You don't need addresses or anything like that. Just a passport. And you've got the SIM card. So it's worth noting that people are assuming this is Hunter Biden's iPhone. At least that's what the screen grab shows. And the conversation points to that. It's worth noting that Hunter Biden left Burisma at 2019. Now, as Mike Emanuel says in his tweet, this screen grab is from 2017. So Hunter Biden could have gone to Ukraine because he was still working with Burisma. He could have made a trip to Ukraine and sent this message to his business partners from Ukraine while connected to the MTS Rus network.
It's entirely plausible. Can I just say, just to emphasize what Alex said, I was actually locked out of my phone, my mobile phone, at one time when I was in Russia because my my mobile phone, my British mobile phone provider, started to get very alarmed at the amount of the charges. I mean, that is what they do. So you know, it's you are in effect forced into doing it, whether you want to or not. That is the nature of this. That's exactly what I think happened. I think it's exactly as Alex said. It's from 2017, when Hunter was in Ukraine. It would make complete sense. He had all those connections with Burisma at that time. It's completely logical.
Now, to be fair, the argument that many people are making, let's call them the anti-Trump crowd, the argument that they're making, the anti-Trump Russia did it crowd, let's call them the Russia anti-Trump Russia did it crowd, the argument they're making is not against the information that's on that text message. They're not saying that this message isn't authentic and this isn't Hunter Biden talking to his business partners complaining about what looks to be demands from Tony Boblinsky. That's not what they're arguing. They're accepting. It seems that they're accepting that, yes, this looks like it's a real conversation, an authentic message from Hunter Biden from his iPhone to this WhatsApp group complaining about Tony Boblinsky. They're just merely saying that the fact that this has the MTS Rus shows that Russian intel probably had this screenshot or this screen grab, and somehow they got it into the hands of someone who had this BlackBerry device. And that's why you see this screenshot on this BlackBerry. Their argument is that this screenshot was probably given to someone, maybe a Giuliani, maybe a Boblinsky, I don't know, was given to them by Russian intelligence because they grabbed a bunch of screenshots from Hunter's conversations and his messages. And they gave it to these people in the United States, once again, to sow discord, to throw chaos into the election system, to meddle, all the usual stuff that we hear. So that's their argument, that this proves this is a Russian intel op and this is Russian, quote unquote, disinformation. In other words, this is Russian meddling. This proves it.
Yeah, well, it doesn't prove it. I mean, it does. All it proves is that somebody was using a Russian mobile phone provider's system. That's all it proves. Doesn't prove that Russian intelligence was involved in any way. And it's interesting the point you made that they're not really denying the authenticity of the message, because it is the message which is the story. What they're trying always to do is they're trying to focus away from the message, from the actual text message itself, and divert us into sort of other stories about, you know, who was the mobile phone provider, you know, who was providing the phone that, you know, might have been used or was used to get us this information. That might have been anybody in that part of the world. There are lots of lots, as you correctly said, it's a vast network. It doesn't prove that it was anybody connected with Russian intelligence. But can I just say something? I mean, you know, it's so strange that we are always still talking about these things. The FBI has said that the Biden laptop, the Hunter Biden laptop, is not part of a Russian disinformation campaign. The FBI has said that. The Director of National Intelligence, Mr. Ratcliffe, has said it is not part of a Russian intelligence campaign. So why are we even talking about these things? And why are we even talking about Russian disinformation when on this occasion, the US intelligence community itself says it is not one? All because, as I said, we have this screenshot with a logo, MTS Rus on a corner. That's all you're building this on? I mean, this is so unreal, actually.
Yeah, well, let me give you the final question. I'm going to play a little devil's advocate. First of all, the first thing I want to say that is that if this is Hunter's iPhone, and if he was in Ukraine, or even in Russia, he might have been in Russia. He might have been in Belarus.
Who knows?
I don't know. Who knows? But
I believe it also operates in China, too, by the way.
Yeah, that's true. Saying. Yeah, I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. Armenia as well. I mean, he could have been in a number of places in that region. But it's a real easy way to find out. And I'm sure if the FBI really wanted to dig into it, they would just look at Hunter Biden's travel itinerary. They know the date that this message was sent. They would just look at his travel itinerary and say, okay, so you were in Ukraine at this date. It matches up with the timestamp of this message. And it matches up with the mobile operator. So you sent it while you were in, say, Ukraine, because everything matches with the date. So they could get his travel itinerary and you could easily solve this issue if it was Hunter Biden, the actual person sitting in Ukraine, sending this message to his business partners. Devil's advocate is, even if Russian intel picked up this screen grab, all these messages, say Russian intel grabbed all the messages that Hunter Biden was sending throughout all his trips to Ukraine or throughout all the time he was doing business with Ukraine and with China, with everybody. Say they grabbed it all and they sent it off to Babalinsky or to Giuliani or to anybody. I think that's even worse, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, because then it just proves the fact that they got everything.
They've got it all. Exactly. I mean, do you refuse to look at this material simply because it has that provenance? I mean, that is, you know, if you accept that this material is true, and if they have all that, well, they've undoubtedly got lots and lots and lots more. They've got vast treasure troves of this. In fact, I can tell you for a fact, they do have lots more. That's what intelligence services do. And in that part of the world, talking about Ukraine now, the Russians will know everything that Hunter was up to. They will know it down to the very last detail. We've discussed this previously, and it's a fact. And if Russian intelligence was behind this leak, which I don't believe, by the way, but if it was, well, it just proves the fact that they've got all this information and can go on churning it out and will no doubt do so. And, you know, there's an awful lot more. There's things an awful lot more embarrassing that we already know about than this particular WhatsApp message. Yeah. I mean, that's the least of it in some ways.
That's the least of it, exactly. So, I mean, it's a bad situation one way or another. It's a bad situation.
Absolutely. Can I just make a point? If you were, let's assume you are, you know, the GRU, which is always the agency that people talk about, and you wanted to start a disinformation campaign, would you really choose a WhatsApp message in which you see Hunter Biden, playing games with Babalinsky in order to start it? I mean, you know, is that how, you know, the spooks in the Kremlin think? I mean, it doesn't seem, I mean, as I said, the whole thing is nonsensical. It's absolute rubbish. When you've got so much else, and we know for a fact some of the things that were going on in Ukraine, which Hunter was involved in, wouldn't you start with something like that? Isn't that where you would go? Then mess around with this. I mean, it's just silly, frankly.
Yeah, I mean, just to wrap it up, the simplest explanation to me is, yeah, this was Hunter was in Ukraine. He was connected to MTS Rus. He sent this message to his business partners in 2020 when Bobulinski read the Senate report and saw that the Bidens got a $5 million no interest, no need to pay back loan, which basically meant that they cut Bobulinski out of the deal with the Chinese. He got pissed off and he says, I'm just going to take photos of all the messages or screenshots of everything that I have and just leak it. I mean, I think that's the simplest explanation as to what's going on.
Exactly. And it's always the simplest explanations that are nearly always the true ones. And that's the one we should ride with, not mess around looking, you know, in little corners of images for things like this. I mean, this is silly. You know, the Director of National Intelligence is insane. Why are we even talking about it? It just goes to show, again, how desperate some people are to get us talking about other things. They don't want us to talk about the things that Hunter was up to, the actual things that Hunter was up to. They certainly don't want us to talk about Joe. They want us to talk about, you know, little things in the corners of images that were caught on a phone. That's what they want us to talk about instead.
Yeah, all right. We'll leave it there. Alexander Redkers, thank you very much. Guys, if you like this video, click on that subscribe. Look for us on BitChute and Odyssey as well. And please go to our Discord server. Join us there on Discord. Also join us on Patreon and Substar as well. Please join that network. And also PayPal. PayPal helps us out a lot. And of course, the Durant Shop. Purchase something at the Durant Shop. Donate on PayPal. Purchase on the Durant Shop. Alexander.
Absolutely. You know, the best magic mugs in the world with the flags of many nations. This is Britain, my own country, of which I'm very proud to be a citizen. We also have Greece, I think. There's Greece, which is the country of my birth. But we have flags of many other countries too. And we also increasingly have flags of states of the United States. So you can find these on our mugs, the best mugs in the world. We also have mugs which are now enameled mugs. You can see this is England, the largest kingdom within the United Kingdom of Great Britain. And we also have amazing shirts, as you can see from the wonderful shirts we're wearing. And we have hoodies and we've got hats with flags. This has also got the flag of the United Kingdom. I'm feeling very patriotic today, as I should, because Britain is a great nation. And you can also see another hat with the flag of the United Kingdom. Beautiful embroidered hats. We've got trucker's hats and we've got baseball hats, we've got hoodies. All these amazing things in our shop. We've got ebooks. Our range of products in our shop is expanding. And you also support our channel by coming to our shop and buying these great things. So support our channel, come to our shop. You'll be delighted when you own these things and you will support us too.
You'll find all the links in the description box down below. Alexander Merkers, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.